One challenge has to do with the overall attitudes that we bring into our interactions with youth and families. One is our deficit approach and the training that we've received. There's a real shift in the last 5 to 10 years in recognizing the importance of that. There's been a discussion in the research literature of resilience for a long time, particularly Michael Rutter's work. Somehow or another, that work didn't get translated into clinical work in the way that we would have liked to have seen for quite a long time. In the disability arena, positive behavior support, PBS, and person-centered planning have strength-based practices at their core. The research base, in some ways, is quite strong. But in our training, particularly in clinical interventions and work, we haven't done a very good job of that. Another challenge is the diagnosis process. And now, with managed care and the rapidity with which you have to arrive at a diagnosis, get approved for treatment, and be able to submit, you're only approved for a certain number of sessions. The fact that services are driven by diagnoses versus needs is problematic in itself. If we were able to focus on strengths and needs, services would be more individualized and empowering. All of these constraints tend to make it more difficult for us to think about anything other than the deficits, but certainly our training has something to do with it. There are assumptions on the part of some providers that not all families have strengths. Families will tell you that this isn't true. There are strengths in the research literature and in interviews with people in the most difficult of circumstances. But this is an attitude that creates a barrier. Another challenge is the idea that adopting a strengths orientation denies the family's problem. We don't want to go overboard. It has to be balanced. But this can be a barrier. We need to ask ourselves what the family does, rather than just what they don't do or do wrong. There's the assumption that it's a one-stop shop. If you fix the weakness and you fix the problem, you'll strengthen family functioning. Sometimes that's true, but not always. In fact, in some of the system of care grants where we've looked at outcomes measuring both changes in problem behaviors and changes in strength behaviors, unless something is specifically done to develop those assets and develop those strengths, reducing weaknesses doesn't always increase family functioning. Sometimes it does, but other times you need to be targeting those strengths specifically. The real issue is that the goal of an assessment is to assess eligibility and provide services. Strengths may not have a part in this. Once you've assured that a family meets eligibility, then what? You must determine how to tailor services and engage them in a collaborative process. Deficits will not allow you to do this. Attending to deficits creates barriers, not solutions. One goal of assessment can be to look at eligibility. Whether you're the one that's providing the service, designing the treatment plan, or not, we're wasting time if our assessment only looks at eligibility. The goal of an assessment is not an end in and of itself. It's supposed to lead to services, intervention, and something that'll make the problem get better. If we don't look for opportunities in every encounter with families to flush out and try to understand as much as we can about their experience, we'll lose time. Just as people feel pressure from the system not to encourage and look at strengths, but this time pressure demands that we be thinking about it all the time so that we can make sure assessments are directly leading to meaningful recommendations and a good person-centered plan. Another attitude that interferes in strength-based assessment is power over. This tends to go along with the attitude that not all families have strengths. If this is your approach, that professionals know best, we can question why we need to talk about strengths. The attitudes can be, I know what you need. You'll have a problem whether you try to assess strengths or not, but this will make it very difficult for you to do strength-based assessment. And likely that even if you try, it won't lead to a real understanding of where families are.